Check, check, check. All right, I'll call the meeting to order.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. You will do the, by the way, this is, Cayucas has a new lady working with us, Danielle. And if you'll do the roll call, thank you.
Thank you. President Enns?
Here.
Vice President Phones?
Here.
Director Lyon?
Here.
Director Foster?
Here.
Director Chivins?
Here.
Thank you. Mayor Gates?
Here.
Vice Mayor Johnson?
Here.
Council Member Borchard?
She is not here tonight.
Okay. Council Member Smuckler?
Here.
And Council Member League?
Here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. Before I open the meeting to public comment, I just wanted to let Betty know that your job is to remind me to public comment. Thank you. On every item. With that, I'll open the meeting to public comment. Anyone wishing to make a comment could come forward at this time. Please state your name for the record and try to keep your comments under 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you. My name is Ann Reeves, and I'm from Morro Bay. And I brought you brought a copy of a story that has to do with the coastlines and the erosion thereof. And, for instance, in Ventura, they've had to move back their bike path, and there's also some work at the Ventura Fairgrounds due to erosion. And it's becoming more and more evident that the coastline is changing, and it's not going to be 100 years. So I put a couple of these over on the table there for anybody that's interested. And this is a picture of Surfers Point in Ventura. That's 149 miles from here, so it isn't too far. And it may not come, but it's going to come. And I just would hope that you would take into consideration that the future is not 100 years from now, and that what you do when you make your final decisions regarding this plant will really affect these communities for better or for worse. So thank you for your indulgence.
Thank you, Ann. Anyone else? And by the way, Betty, we did get that email that you sent on that very item. Thank you.
Surely. Thank you. My name is Betty Winholt, and I'm from Morro Bay. And though it's been in the paper, I do want to just bring to the attention of Cayucas that we did have an election in Morro Bay. And though the wastewater treatment plant was not the only issue on our radar for that election, it was a big issue. And we have a new council-elect that are in favor of looking at options. And I hope that Cayucas would look at that and take heed from that and understand that the direction of Morro Bay will be changing. I also want to comment on the booklet that your lobbyist, Ms. McCabe, is circulating amongst the commissioners. And if you have not read it, I would encourage you to read it and check it for if what you perceive to be as the realities of our situation. Because in my looking at that, and you can get it online, and for people that are listening or watching TV, I hope they will go online and look at that and see if that reflects the reality of what you perceive our situation to be. Because for me, it does not. And so I think that needs a second look. Thank you.
Thank you, Betty. Anyone else? All right. Before we continue, I wanted to thank Cayuca staff, our new district manager, Rick Kuhn.
That happened just June 7th last week, and found that workshop to be very informational. It hosted multiple jurisdictions and projects that are leading the state in water recycling and reclamation, including Monterey and Santa Maria, San Luis Obispo, had a representative from the Regional Water Board and the county, and the workshop was about 3 hours, hosted by the South County Sanitation District because they are so interested in recycling and reclamation from their facility there. And I think that it would be valuable for any of the board members or our own staff to take a look at that workshop and the presentation. The public would also benefit from it. Thankfully, AGP Video was there, and they recorded the entire event. It's available to at your demand at their website, slo-span.org. And if you go to the Slow Span homepage there, on the top right-hand corner, there's a water recycling forum link, and you can load it up, and there's the panel of the different speakers, and then there's some Q&A that I found to be really interesting, and I just think it was a great resource for anyone that's involved with this, our local project here. Thank you. And with that, I'll move approval of our minutes.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.
Cayucas, same motion.
I move approval of the minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Item A2, wastewater treatment plant operations report. Anything you would like to highlight, Bruce?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward. There's not a whole lot of new news in that. It's the recap of kind of the highlights of the last 3 months.
All right. Anyone have questions regarding this report?
Nope.
Cayucas, anyone? Shirley, you okay over there?
Okay. Yeah, shield it.
All right.
Sorry.
We need the votes. Okay, we'll take this. We'll need to make a motion on this one, too, because we did these separately. Oh, thank you, Betty. Public comment?
My question is, Mr. Keogh reported about the meeting of McCabe with the different commissioners, and my only question is, I could not tell from the language if each month she, like 1 month it was three people she met with, 1 month was five. Is that a cumulative number, or is that five in addition to the three?
I believe it was the five. What I tried to do is take the language from Mr. Delzite's report. It's a total of five. And then just reiterate that so that regional board gets to see it a second time.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Did you guys vote on it?
No.
Go ahead.
Cayucas, would you care to put forward a motion to approve as submitted? Motion. Need a second? Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mayor Yates.
Thank you. Morro Bay, can I hear a motion approving item A2, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Bob.
Thank you, Mayor Yates. Next item, old business, B1 status report on the upgrade project as of June 1st. Dennis, I believe this is your opportunity.
Yes, thank you. Good evening, Mr. Board President and directors, Mr. Mayor and City Council members. During the past month, a lot of activity was involved with our close communication with the coastal staff. We have been working with them to address all of the substantial issues that were identified by the Coastal Commission in the appeal process, and we were prepared to meet with them on June 11th. However, the meeting was postponed until June 22nd, which is a week from Friday. Susan McCabe has continued to, and her staff, Ann Blemker, have continued to communicate and coordinate with coastal commissioners in educating them and informing them on the status of the studies and the various components of the work that is taking place, because the project is very involved, and it gives everyone an opportunity to report. Thank you.
Okay, comments from the council or Cayucas board? Anyone?
Over here. Go ahead, Noah.
Yeah, thank you. I just have a couple follow-up questions regarding the briefing booklet, because I wasn't aware that that was available. So where would someone access the booklet if they're interested?
It is on the website. It looks like this. I've got two of them here. One is the water feasibility study. This is what it looks like, and it is on the website.
Which part of the city's website?
Under the treatment plant, if you go to the city website, to the wastewater treatment plant project, there is a listing of all of the documents that are connected with the project, and this is one of the documents that is provided there.
Okay, so there's two separate booklets, one for the reclamation feasibility study and then a general booklet for the whole project?
Or? No, there's a long list of information. What we do, in fact, is provide the a copy, among other things, of the monthly report that I just provided, the written report. But the briefing materials that are being provided to the coastal commissioners as we meet with them is one of the documents that's posted on the website.
Okay.
This one here.
Just want to add that all information that is provided to coastal commissioners or staff is also posted concurrently to the wastewater treatment plant upgrade, so that anything that leaves the city or district gets uploaded to that website.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Anybody?
Anything from you?
Anything from the Cayucas?
Dennis, in that booklet, do you refer to our new wastewater treatment plant as an upgrade project in that booklet?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments? Betty, this is your turn to say public comment. Anyone wish to speak from the public? Seeing none, I'll bring this back. And this one, I don't believe, takes a vote. We just need to receive the status report. Is there any direction to staff? Seeing none, we'll move to item C, new business. Consideration to adopt the fiscal year budget for 2012-2013. Susan, do you want to come forward, please?
Good evening, Mayor Yates and council members. Good evening, President Enns and board members. Tonight, we're presenting you with the fiscal 12-13 budget. It is basically a balanced budget. All of the operations of the wastewater treatment plant are fully funded by either the city's sewer collections fund or by the sanitary district. And if you have any questions on the budget, there's notes and detailed spreadsheet attached. Bruce Keough is here, who knows, I think, way more than I do about it. And I am also here. I can answer questions as well. Thank you.
All right. I'd like to start with the Cayucas board. Michael, you had some questions regarding the I believe three things on the insurance. Were you able to get those questions answered or at least registered?
No, the board at our last board meeting, we reviewed the budget with Dennis. We are prepared to with Bruce. We're prepared to approve the budget. We do have some. We do intend to drill down a little bit deeper into, get some more knowledge of of the earthquake and flood insurance, which we have discussed, you know, over the last couple of years. And we've decided that we will, myself representing the CSD, is going to meet, we'll try to meet with the risk management people of the city and Bruce, and if there's somebody from the council that wants to sit in that meeting, and we'll just kind of take a look at that and try to satisfy our knowledge as to what that is. It's a $165,000 and represents approximately 10% of our expenditures, and we want to find out more. But
so if we could take the figure that's in front of you and add an additional $30,000, that would satisfy our needs. And I would point out that that money had already been allocated in this last fiscal year. We just didn't finish those projects. Actually, we didn't even start them due to technical issues.
And which category number would that be under, Bruce?
I believe we'd put $15,000 in 5504 and $15,000 in 6601.
What was the second number, Bruce?
6601.
All right. Mary Yates, would anybody have any comments on the budget?
Any questions on the budget over here? No?
Yes, I was just wanted to follow up on Mr. Foster's comments about the insurance meeting, and I wouldn't mind being notified if the rest of the council's willing to, for that date, I'll try to attend. I'm interested in sitting in on that.
I'm okay with it. You okay with it, George? Nancy? You're the guy, Noah.
Okay, great.
If you can get an invitation from Andy, that is.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Go ahead.
That's really it. I get, you know, the one question I had was, I was expecting to see some more savings in our employer-paid benefits figures, anticipating maybe some impact from our employee contributions to PERS that we've negotiated. But I was curious to know if that's something that we haven't seen turnover in a large enough amount yet to recognize those savings.
That's exactly what it is. The wastewater treatment plant has hired one person that's in the second tier, and with the savings from him, it probably was offset by the increase, the slight increase in PERS for the rest of the employees. So, okay. Not quite enough going to the second tier yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. And Bruce just wanted to follow up on the purchase of the new truck. Here, it sounds like part of the motivation is to try to get some sale value out of the older truck, and just curious to know what the mileage is on that older truck. And
you know, actually, the mileage is fairly low. I think it's probably in the 30,000 mile range. The issue we have, as much as we being as close to the ocean, it's really a rust issue, and you know the vehicles tend to disappear before we actually, because those trucks are primarily plant trucks. They're used for transporting equipment around the plant when people go to schools or conferences, but that isn't that frequent. And it's kind of similar to the last time we rolled the vehicle, is the vehicles are getting 10-12 years old, and you know, it's really, as I explained the last time, it's at the indulgence of the council and the board as to what their philosophy is on trying to recoup value from those vehicles. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, I guess it does. Did you have any thoughts about purchasing something that might not be a full-fledged vehicle, might be more affordable, do the job on site, and then perhaps use another city vehicle for actual transportation to conferences or other meetings outside of there? Or is that's just not convenient?
It certainly could be done, but I think, you know, we're kind of industrial in nature, so if one of the trucks is off-site doing something, we always have another vehicle there that we can put big pieces of equipment in, dirty pieces of equipment in, and that's always kind of been the philosophy we've gone with.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm just usually cautious about buying new vehicles, but I can understand if this one is rusting out. I have a truck like that, and it's not very fun.
George, Nancy? So, Bruce, you want a motion approving the budget with the addition of the $30,000?
That would be correct.
Okay. Could I hear that motion, please, Morabe? Approving item C1 with the addition of the $30,000 that was explained by Bruce.
So moved.
Sorry.
Thank you.
We appreciate Rob reminding us.
Betty Winholz, this is not necessarily a significant comment, but it's interesting that the McCabe consultants and are being under the capital project rather than as a consultant listed on your budget. And I just, for a public person who doesn't, who sees capital project as, you know, mortar and brick and building something, to have a consultant in there seems kind of out of place. I assume that the consultant is there because she's a lobbyist for the capital project, but it seemed like it might be more appropriate in a different category.
Mission. So if the project changes in work scope, then that becomes another project. It's not the same project.
Okay, thank you.
Everybody good? All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Bob?
Okay. Cayuca, same motion.
Accept the budget with the addition of the
$30,000. Second.
Motion and a second. Any other questions? Discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next item, item C2, audit contract expiration. Susan?
Our auditor has, Bob Crosby, has been with us for quite a while now, and we've already given him one extension. His contract is up, and we are asking for a decision from the two governing bodies to say if you want us to extend again or if you'd like us to go out with an RFP. Going out with an RFP will involve staff time for both the sanitary district and the city, but it's your choice. Whichever way you want us to go, that's how we'll do it. Thank you.
Susan, I'm sorry, could you come back? How much money is involved in the audit?
It looks like Bob Crosby's last contract was not expected to exceed $5,200.
Okay, and it would take probably half of that just to do the RFP and staff time to go through all that?
Yes.
Okay, I just trying to want to understand what the numbers were. Thank you.
Susan, could I give you an opportunity to give us your feelings on Mr. Crosby and his staff and the job they've done for us? And
Bob Crosby does a very good job. He's very thorough. We've had delays on both the city side and his side. He, as well as the city, we've been working much harder to get the audit back on track, to keep it, you know, to get the fiscal year taken care of, the prior fiscal year taken care of in a more timely manner. So we're getting better every year. It's, I think he does a very good job, and we have an excellent working relationship with him.
Thank you. Cayucas would like to put forward a motion. Oh, thank you, Betty. And I wrote that down, too. Any public comment?
May I?
Yes, please.
I believe the city of Morro Bay is correct that we should go another year, that the expense of going out is not a valid saving of any kind, so we go again with Crosby. I move renewal of the contract arrangement.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. How long is the extension?
That we could do another 3 years.
All right. So is that's clear that we're voting for a 3-year extension?
I amend my motion to include the 3 years.
All right. Thank you. And the second? The second as well?
Yes.
Motion and a second to extend Bob Crosby's contract for another 3 years. Any discussion? Morro Bay, you want to discuss that before we vote? Well, let me just see if they want to.
Does anybody need? No, we don't.
Okay, then. All right. All those in favor say. Michael? Yeah. Now's the time.
Yeah, I don't. First of all, I don't understand why it takes $2,600 to do an RFP. I mean, there's plenty of CPA firms that would be happy to put a bid in, that they're happy to look at it. Okay.
We're not necessarily looking at, we're looking at a cost of time, and so this is going to involve Lewis and I getting together and preparing an RFP that's suitable to both boards. We would probably need to present the RFP. I'm sure Lewis would feel that he would need to present the RFP to the Cayucas board. Morro Bay, I've not done that in the past. I think they feel pretty comfortable that if I send out an RFP on behalf of the city, I've done many of them. So there will be some time involved in that. There will be time preparing it. Then we'll have our time spent sending out to the auditors that we can, you know, that we find in the area, because obviously we would probably have a conflict.
I agree that, you know, the financial reporting can only be done if the information is available to him. But if the information is available to him, they need to make the priority to get it done on a timely basis, and you can write that into the agreement.
You are absolutely right, Board Member Foster.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Any other comments? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Mayor Yates.
Morro Bay, same motion.
I'll make the same motion.
Are you a second?
Second.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0, Bob.
Okay, thank you. Next item, schedule for the next joint meeting. Dennis, you want to field that question?
Yes, the meeting would be scheduled July 12th, second Thursday of July.
Okay, does that coincide with any expected information or decisions from outside of us? Or, and occasionally we see something that's going to happen on a week after.
Yes, in this case, I know of at this point, but certainly things can change, and if they do, then we will consider whatever new changes have come up and advise your board and city council.
All right. Is that agreeable with everyone then? That's July 12th, and that will be held in Morro Bay, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
I'm going to be out of town for the month of July. I'm not sure if we better check if we're going to have a quorum. I'm not sure Dan's going to be available either.
I think I will be here. August is bad for me.
All right. So we should be good. We good? Okay, we're going to adjourn, but I'd like to let people know that Lewis went to a lot of trouble to get a little coffee and some refreshments back here, and we should try not to insult him. With that, the meeting's adjourned. Thank you very much, everyone.